Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Ask the Expert, where we get you guys free advice every Wednesday afternoon. And today, my expert is Andrew Dunn, of course, physiotherapist and founder of Personal Health Medical Exercise Clinic. Andrew, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Loads of questions. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Listeners wondering, what exercises can you do for sciatica? I have a deep pain in my buttock for weeks. It's very bad if I'm sitting or sleeping, and it loosens up a bit with some activity.
Yeah, well, they're on the right track already, I suppose. They're intuitively feeling that movement helps. Sciatica is usually due to compression of the nerve root, and the compression comes from the discs in your spine. So the best way to alleviate the compression on the discs is movement. The worst way is prolonged sitting. So typically someone with sciatica is more aggravated with prolonged sitting or a long drive or goes to the cinema. And that lack of movement puts pressure on the nerve root, which is exactly the problem. So yeah, lighten the load through those discs through walking. Believe it or not, jogging puts less load through discs than prolonged sitting. So right. Even going for a light jog, if they're up to that, can be really helpful.
Just on sciatica, somebody else is 24 weeks pregnant and has sciatica in the glute up the back. What might you recommend regards physio?
Yeah, pregnancy, a little different. It depends, I suppose, if it's a first pregnancy or second pregnancy too. The ligaments and connective tissue around the pelvis loosen during pregnancy, and that's as a result of hormonal changes that happen. So there's more scope for things like pelvic pain, lower back pain, and complications such as sciatica around that. There's a lot free access online advice around pelvic floor strengthening exercises for stability around the pelvis, and that could help reduce the sciatic issues for that lady.
Okay. Listeners wondering, would physio be useful or helpful if you've three bulging discs?
Yes. I think it's important. People, there's a lot of fear around bulging discs, and the language patients use often is disc bulges being really acute and really dangerous. They're not in a lot of cases. So a large proportion of the population can be walking around symptom-free with bulging discs that only become apparent through imaging. What's more relevant with a bulging disc is if it is symptomatic. And if symptoms would be muscle spasm, kind of low-grade persistent pain around the back, sometimes acute pain, but it shouldn't last for longer than 48 hours. Activity, again, reduced sitting, walking, strength training, mobility work, all of those things are really impactful to help best manage bulging discs.
Okay.
And it's not a medical emergency in the vast majority of cases. And I think one important thing to add about bulging discs is in about 80% plus of the population, they spontaneously resolve over time.
Right.
So they're not a death sentence.
Yeah.
They're not an immediate
link
to
lifelong pain.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Listener says they did a lot of walking during the summer holidays in flat runners. Now they have a pain from their hip to their knee. Their hip is clicky, and at night they have a pain in their lower part of their leg. They're very active and they do weights. How can physio help?
Well, look, it depends again on age. Like if you're chatting about a 20-year-old, if they change up their routines, it has no impact on them. Unfortunately, as we get into our late 30s, 40s, 50s, changes in workload in our routines, we don't respond as well. So this person's significantly increased their walking over the summer in flat shoes. Potentially, they've aggravated the hip or knee joint and it's become inflamed. So an inflammatory joint can hang around and be really annoying. Strength training is excellent. Modifying your workload, potentially reducing the walking again. If they've good stomach health, medical treatment like anti-inflammatory drugs can reduce that too.
When you're saying strength training, you mean go to the gym and they're lifting sort of a weights program? Is it? Or?
Well, no, strength training doesn't have to be in the gym. I think lots of people are very fearful of the gym
and are very
fearful of strength training. You can do body weight strength training like squats. If you do slow squats, like squat down, like you're going to sit down onto a toilet, don't actually sit down and stand back up again. That's a squat. If you can hold in the squat position for 5 seconds, that's strength training. And if you do One thing that's really important for people to understand about strength training is the idea that it fatigues the muscle. If you're doing an activity that doesn't cause fatigue, you're not causing strength training. It's not happening. You're doing a different type of exercise. So strength training needs to cause fatigue. So the muscles feel a bit shaky and a bit like jelly.
Okay. So, listener says, since I had my first baby 2.5 years ago, I have a pain in my back if I sleep flat on my back. But if I sleep in the fetal position, it seems to be okay. Just wondering if you've any advice.
Well, look, lying flat on the back, there's a natural curve in our lower spine. So it puts a little bit more pressure through the structures lying in that position. So even lying on her back with her knees bent is a good option because it flattens the curve in the lower back and takes pressure off those structures. She's kind of worked it out for herself. Lying side lying in the fetal position is the least impactful position in terms of discs in the lower spine. So she's kind of worked her way around it. My question is, does she really want to lie on her back?
Yeah.
If not, she's kind of found the solution. But longer term, what's happening there is, again, is usually an issue around strength, which is pretty commonplace after pregnancy. Lots of stability in the lower spine because of those changes in the pelvis and connective tissues. And then that doesn't recover all that well post-pregnancy unless you really work hard on it.
Should you, if you tend to or like to sleep on your back, should you have like a pillow under your knees or between your legs? I heard somebody saying this before.
No, there's a lot of fear mongering around posture and positions. No, do what's comfortable. Your bodies are really adaptive.
Okay. Mary says she's 54. She had and she's gone through menopause pretty okay up until now. I've a lot of pains in the past 6 months. Recently in my upper arms, somebody suggested it could be frozen shoulder, and in my knuckle area. I didn't injure either area. My doctor hasn't really provided any solutions, said HRT would work for pains. I've been tested for arthritis, thankfully came back okay. How could physio help?
One of the things that happens if she's had her bloods done, if she's getting shoulder pain both sides, often that's an indication of some rheumatological change, and similarly with hands, wrists, knuckles. If that's being ruled out, there could be a different type of arthritic change in the knuckles or wrists that's causing pain. It's osteoarthritis. That can be managed conservatively as well. But in terms of generalized shoulder and arm pain, with the onset of menopause, the hormonal changes that happen cause significant loss of lean muscle in females going through menopause. As a result, if you've got any kind of underlying joint issues and you start to lose muscle, those joint issues start to present more and more frequently. So strength training, which you'll probably hear me saying a lot, it's actually vitally important during menopause to maintain quality of life and function.
Okay. Just finally, Andrew, is there anything you can do for round ligament pain? Listeners wondering with regards to physio.
I haven't heard the term. I mean, round ligament.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
possibly a typo. Ligament pain. Ligaments are a form of connective tissue. So muscles aren't. And then you've got tendons and ligaments. They're less blood supply than muscle. So when they get damaged, the pain lasts longer. So sometimes understanding that can help is managing expectation. Ligament damage could last 18 to 24 weeks.
Do you need physio help with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you do.
You need a little bit of improvement to the blood supply, and that helps with the pain levels. You need to strengthen the ligaments and other structures around the ligament. It does go away eventually. If you do nothing, it will go away, but it will stay weak. If you do something, it goes away quicker and it will remain strong.
Okay. Andrew Dunn, physiotherapist, founder of Personal Health Medical Exercise Clinic. Andrew, thanks a million for coming in and answering listeners' questions.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.